Now dictation for William Lobert, L-O-B-E-R-T, August 2366, addresses a letter to Jean, J-E-A-N-B-D, B-E-A-T-T-Y, 6443724. Dear Mrs. Beattie, a follow-up for Mr. Lobert with biopsy proving arteriolosclerosis and secondary type FSGS and advanced renal failure last visit in June. He's feeling well, working, extensive review system negative, specifically no vomiting, bowel or urinary changes, no gross fominess of blood, no edema claudications, no chest pain palpitation or dyspnea. Review system is negative, medication list review for blood pressure, Norvasc, lisinopril, on phosphorus binders, but he forgets. No recurrence of gout on treatment, cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 130 over 80 on the left side. No respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, no gross ischemo-causal abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, no ascites tenderness, no edema neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 2.6. Maybe slowly progressive, present GFR will be 26, stage 4, potassium elevated 5.3, metabolic acidosis of 20, a normal sodium, nutrition, calcium, minor increase of phosphorus, anemia 12.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, slowly progressive over time, no indication for dialysis. We start dialysis based on symptoms for GFR less than 15. Next number, hyperkalemia, discuss about diet. Next number, metabolic acidosis, no bicarbonate replacement yet. Next number, elevated phosphorus, discuss diet and trying to remember phosphorus binders. Next number, anemia, no indication for EPO treatment, only for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back on the next 4 months.